We are learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on top of the Amud. Omar Rava, Hilchasa, Halacha L'maisa is like this. Chometz on Pesach, Bezmanoi, on Pesach, Bein B'minoi, Bein B'shloi Minoi, also B'ashu Karav. The Halacha is, if Chometz gets mixed up into your food on Pesach, say if it's the same min, let's say matzah, or if the chametz gets mixed up with a different min, let's say into your soup. Either way, a mashu asses like rav. Shaloi bizmanay, when it's not after Pesach, when we know that chametz of our Pesach is asa bahana, then maybe mina, maybe shaloi mina, as long as it gets mixed up, say if it gets mixed up with mina, even though mina is mutter k'rav shimon. Then we pass like rav shimon, who holds that there's no iser of knas when it gets mixed up, like I'll see in a second. Now, what's pshat in the first line? The first line says that on Pesach, if the bread gets mixed up with minoy or shloim minoy, it's also a mashu chometz asa. We know a mashu chometz asa. So our Gemara's lashon is karav, like rav. What's rav shita? Rav shita we had yesterday was like this: that rav paskins in kol Torah kula like Rav Yehuda, who holds every min b'minoy is also mashu. It means anytime you have anything that's the same min gets mixed up together, it asks even the mashu. And shaloi b'mino is a shishim. And on Pesach, Rav said, making zera, shaloi b'mino ato minoi. So that's how Rashi learns Rava, like that. And it would come out if he that we paskin and kol Torah kula like Rav Yehuda. The problem is, Tosfos asks that we don't pass like that all over, that min b'mino is elef loy bottle. That it's mashu with asas. You usually go with shishim, even min b'mino, or you go b'roi, but midraisa, not that elef bottle. So what's pshat the chametz asas? The mashu. So Taisa says it's like Rav, v'lav metamei, but not like Rav's reasoning. And the reason is, he says, Taisa says it's because chametz Pesach is chomer, is chumra the chametz, and that's why we paskin on chametz the mashu is asa. Other Rishonim say a little different shot. Something called davash yesh l'matirim. Something that become mutter eventually. Also, it's not bottle. And here chametz and become mutter after Pesach. So it's davash yesh l'matirim. I feel the elef like bottle. Malkaponim. Not everyone's like Rashi, but either way you learn, Lamaisa on Pesach, Chometz b'mashu asa. But after Pesach, even though it's asa b'hana, the Gemara says that no matter what it falls into, it's mutter. Who's that like? Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon k'nasa k'nas. We said even Rav Shimon holds it's mutter b'hana after Pesach. We said that he makes a k'nas. If you have Chometz shavah Pesach, it is asa b'hana. So what's pshat if it falls into something else? Is a mutter? Rav Shimon k'nasa k'nas halvavolav by Rabbi Amatzah. As Gemara says, "Hani mili be'enei." That's only if it's be'en. If it's no mashu, it's still here. Avali de taruvah, if it gets mixed up with something else, loy. There is no iser chomer shavah pesach if it gets mixed up. And the svara is that they only made gzeira on chomer itself. But once it gets mixed up, you're going to ask her also dava hamutarim. That already didn't make a gzeira. They didn't make a k'nas. The k'nas didn't go so far to ask her even something that was mixed up. But avad, you have to have roiv, but as long as it's roiv, it's bottle, the halacha is teruvus chametz is bottle. Now this halacha of teruvus chametz is bottle is only if it became teruvus after Pesach. But if it was the teruvus over Pesach, then avad, it became osvana. For example, you had on Pesach something that was mixed up with chametz. So on Pesach, that was aser. Because as long as there was even a mashu, it could be an asad. So once it became asr, then after Pesach it's also. This is the where it became mixed up after Pesach. You had chomet java Pesach by mistake, or it was a knas, which was asr, and it got mixed up with your regular stuff. Then it becomes, then the lach is that's mutter. But as the rav l'tamei, domer rava, ki avinu be'er of Nachman, ki have a nafki shiva yemi de Pescha, Rava says, when I was Rav Nachman, when Pesach finished, Omalon, he told us, puku v'zvinu chamir b'mechela. You're allowed to go buy chomets from the goyim, even though they baked it on Pesach, so it's chomet shavah la Pesach, but you let it go buy the, you let it buy from them. So you see, he holds not like Rav Yehuda. You see, from here, he holds like Rav Shimon, because halacha is for Rav Yehuda that after Pesach, any chomet, even chomet of a goy, we had a tzad in the Gemara fear of Achav Yaakov, the goy is different, but this is Achav Yaakov was chayzer. So according to Rav Yehuda, even a goy's chomet is bahana. So in this ma'isa, Rav says over Shem Rav Nachman that he allowed them to buy chomet shavah of a Pesach from a goy. You see, he holds not like Rav Yehuda, holds like Rav Shimon. There's no issa hana after Pesach. So the Gemara Vayta, Amar Rav, what about you have these pots? Kederis be Pesach yishaberu. So what's the halacha if you have chomet stick of pots? from before Pesach, and now it went over Pesach. What's the halacha? Could you use those pots? So according to Rav, you have to break them. Now, also, we're talking about pots that are cheres. They couldn't be kashered. They were made out of earthenware. They couldn't be kashered. And he says, you have to break the pots. Why do you have to break the pots? Because there's no way to kasher them. Because Rav holds two things. First of all, Rav holds that even a mashu is also. So even if you could tell me that this pot only has a mashu of chametz in it, but mashu is chametz, a mashu of chametz is also according to Rav, even after Zmanoi. Because he holds a Rav Yehuda. That even mashu chametz is b'minoi is also according to Rav Yehuda. So here, it's, if you use the pot, it's a mashu chametz, then be also. Use it for the same min. And he also holds that Eine Beyemai, which we call Eine Beyemai, but in the Gemara's language, called Nois Tam Lefgam, and he also holds Nois Tam Lefgam is Aser. That even a day-old pot is Aser. The Gemara brings out the point, Oh, Rav, there is Pesach Yishaveiru, Mamai, Lashinu, Acha Pesach, wait after Pesach, Belov, Ushloi Minam, use it for Eine Minoi. Use it for Eine Minoi, and by Eine Minoi, it will be Batul Vashishim. Zog the Gemara, because he holds that the Shaloi B'minoi, is after Pesach, there's no problem of mashu on Shloi B'minoi. And here, it's only a mashu. Why is it called a mashu? So you have to speak this out, that really, if you learn halacha, you always ne'amon that food in a pot is not even shishim connected to the pot, the bliyus in the pot, the taste is in the walls of the pot. So here, why are we calling it mashu? So the Rishonim and the Achronim mucha with this. They don't know. They don't know pshat. So some say pshat is, because usually when you cook chametz in a pot, you don't cook like pure bread in a pot. Usually, it's a mixture of chametz in a pot. So the amount of taste that goes into the wall is always a mashu, it clapping all the taste. That's one pshat. Or others say that chametz that's dry, is a dry thing, doesn't give so much taste. That's the Ritva, says like that. But different shayim talk about exactly why it's a mashu. But it's only a mashu of taste in a pot. So we're saying, so the question like this, let's see, this says one more time. On Pesach is pashut, the kuliyami can't use this pot. But the question is, why do you have to break it? Leave it till after Pesach. On Pesach, you lock it up, you won't use it, it's not a problem. Leave it till after Pesach. And you use the Shloi B'minam. And even Rav holds that Chomet Sh'ova Pesach is also Bahano, like Rav Yehuda, he passed like Rav Yehuda, but still Shloi B'minam, he holds it's bottle. So, oh, very good kasha. Tosha has a kasha in Vachmas Zechatchila. Tosha has a kasha. And Tosha answers that over here, since you have two milas over here, and it's also B'dieved, together with being B'dieved, so because you have to break it, so he says, therefore, wouldn't be a problem about the chila. Tosha says, there's a masala she'inu. He says, Rim and Farish, the Kibish HaKaderish HaKaresain, and Miyu Asurim, Ve'ilam HaTakana, Zeh, Chosh of the Ever. Ve'afakav the Inse HaKaderish 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 we ask even though it's not a kana. But there, here is only a mashu, and Shlema Minoi, so he says, you could do it. But the Gemara's question is, why don't you wait till after Pesach? So I don't know. Gzeira dima also the mebed bu b'minoi. There's a gzeira, if you let the pots around, you might use a b'minoi. That means even though yesterday we said that shaloi b'minoi not goes out to mino after Pesach, that means when chametz gets mixed up into food. But a pot, if you allow minoi, they're not, if you allow shaloi b'minoi, you're going to allow minoi. You're not going to have a difference when using a pot. It's much more shchiach to use the pot. And therefore, there's a gzeira. So according to Rav, you have to break the pots. You have to, all the cheres pots that are used for chametz, you have to have new pots, basically, after Pesach. Meshmul amalei yishaveiru, don't break it. And mashu lachas manai, you wait till after Pesach. Ovo v'hu, bein b'minoi, bein shloi b'minoi. You use it sai b'minoi, and sai shloi b'minoi. And what's the reason? Because he passes like Rav Shimon, and he also holds that it's ein ben yoimah. So you have a bunch of reasons why it's not a problem after Pesach, but also Shmuel Tamei. Dama Shmuel Lahanu the Mizdat Rina Ma'isa. You see, the Shmuel really held like Rav Shimon. There's no problems with the Esurina after Pesach. But also Shmuel Tamei. Dama Shmuel Lahanu the Mizdavni Kandi. Those people who sold pots, earthenware pots, says Ashvi Zvine Aikandaychu. Don't raise your prices on the pots. Don't price gouge. V'loi, because if you do price gouge, you know what I'm doing to you? Darshin l'chuk Rav Shimon. I'm going to darshin for everyone like Rav Shimon and say, Pats amutta after Pesach. Right, the Gemara of Lidush, who wanted him to white pocket, didn't he say like that? Though Shmuel, Rav Shimon's feeling, he holds like Rav Shimon. So the Gemara asked Rav Abba, it was the city of Rav. So you couldn't pass him like Rav Shimon, because this is Rav's town. But he told them, he threatened them, they said, you know, if you guys don't behave, I'm going to pass him like Rav Shimon, and everyone's going to use the old Pats. What?
Why didn't Rav
pass
like that?
Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, like we said before. Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, and he holds that therefore you can't leave your pats after Pesach, because he holds like Rav Yehuda, and therefore he holds that Minoy is also filled by Elef, and they make a Gzeiro Shleim Minoy to Minoy. But Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, that first of all, things are Mutta Bahana after a Pesach, and there's no Gzeiro on anything that's Taruvus. So here it's in the pat, there's no Taruvus, there's no Gzeiro on these pat, and therefore there's a Mutta according to Rav Shimon. So it comes out that we pass Kulmaisa like Shmuel, Vashem Rav Shimon, they don't have to break the pats. After the Pesach, I'll be Mutter. So, Tamar Avaita. Ahuta Nura, now I'm going to go to a different sugi a little bit about Fleishig and Milchig bread. This is one of the two places in Shas that we have the sugi, and this is the Makar for that sugi of Fleishig bread, like a different type of breads, Fleishig or Milchig bread. Ahuta Nura, the Tochu Bei Tichaya. There was this oven that they smeared the oven, you know, they didn't have oil those days, it wasn't normal to use like a Pam and those things, so they smeared the tanur, well, of course they had oil, I'm saying they didn't use oil just like to smear things, what they used is fat. So they used fat, fleishig fat, to smear the floor of the oven to make it shouldn't stick, shouldn't get burnt. And it was fleishigs. And they put in, and they used to put, there's a smear with this fleishig, shumon fleishig fat, and they put the bread in there. So Gemara says, Osra Rabba Bar Yiloi Lemechle Rifta Filva Milcha Loilam. Dilma Osra Lemechle Vakutcha. Rabba Loi asked the people to eat the bread from this oven, even b'milcha, even with salt, which means even not with butter. You weren't allowed to eat that bread at all. Loilam. Dilma Osra Lemechle Vakutcha, because you might eat it with milchiks. And there's two halachas that come after Rabba Loi. First of all, the halacha is that bread that became fleishiks, the halacha is you're not allowed to eat it at all. Even b'milcha, you're not eating at all. And number two, what came out from here was that you can never use this oven again because it says la'olam. And the deal is, like Rashi says, "Afil chazav husak." Even if you rewarm the oven, this oven is aser la'olam. That's the bottom line. This oven is aser la'olam. So two halachas, Rabbi Loi said. First of all, the oven is aser la'olam because you can't get rid of all that fat. No, smear on it. Number two, you now eat the bread. Flesh sugar bread, you can't eat loilam. You can't eat it. Can't eat it all. Even by itself, you can't eat it. That's the halacha. Meisvei, meisvei akasha from a brisa. That one part of Rabbi Loi is good. The other part is sure. Meisvei, in loshen as the isa v'chalof. You're now allowed to knead dough with milk instead of some water. You want to substitute a little milk. It's also to do v'im losh. If you did that, call a pas kula asura. The whole pas is also to eat. Pray hergal avera because of you might eat it with flesh sticks. That's milk bread. That's even flesh bread. Ain't toshim as a tan of alya. You can't smear the oven with a tail when fat of a flesh of fat. When tosh call pas call sur. If you did that, the whole pas is osir. Achi yasik as a tanur. Until you cook up the tanur, which means you kasher the tanur. Adkan the price. So what's in the price? So ha hesik a tanur. If you did cook up the tanur, what's a lacha miyashari? It's mutti, you could kasher the tanur. It's a kasha Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi said two chedushim. One chedush was that the pas is aser. Second chedush was he said that tanner is toasted, stuck. You can't use that tanner anymore. Look over here, you see, you could kasha a tanner. You see, kasha a tanner by warming it up again, by fueling it up again. Look, the Gemara, tufta the Rabbi Loi, tufta. It's taka kasha and Rabbi Loi. So that's a lokal maisa, that any bread that's made fleishiks or milchiks, not only can't you eat it with the other min, obviously, you can't even eat it by itself. You can't even milk it. That's a lacha, because that's a lacha. Passing Shulchan Aruch can't eat fleishig bread. The lacha happens to be in Shulchan Aruch that if it's a small amount, then it's mutter to eat. It's a small amount, then it's mutter to eat. But if you made a big amount that's to be left over from this more than one meal, then the lacha is you're not allowed to eat that bread. But when I was coming out, you could kasher the tanner. You could kasher the oven.